Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program at the folks that make a difference, a big difference, our state's farm and ranch families. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer group of farmers who work to promote corn both in our state and around the globe. There's a song from the 1960s, and I'm not going to attempt to sing it, that goes, "What a difference a day makes. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain." Kind of fitting for this spring, don't you think? Well, if you're a South Dakota farmer planning, one day, and certainly 1 week, does make a difference, especially in moisture, as many areas in corn country were blessed with a nice rain, and as always the case, there were areas of, shall we say, a bit too much at once. I'm talking 6 and 7 inches. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, we're clearly facing a better situation last spring. It would appear that the wild weather month of April, snow and fires, tornadoes and wind are, for the most part, behind us. If you figure the farmers only have about a 10-day window to get seed in the ground, a lot of pressure, especially with the cost involved. Last Monday's crop progress report, the USDA shows the percent of our state's corn crop planted is similar to the 5-year average. However, for the rest of the corn-producing states, progress is quite a bit below that 5-year average. You know, by the time you hear this, it's likely that another large number of acres will be in the ground. That, of course, is with Mother Nature's help and a little bit of luck. You know, with all of that, I can say it takes a determined person to succeed, and boy, we can be thankful that our state has a lot of determined folks in production ag. Hey, don't forget, annual Corn Cob Open Golf Outing, August 8th. It's at the Brookings Country Club. You can just follow South Dakota Corn's website and social media for details. And finally, from everybody at South Dakota Corn, we extend a hearty congratulations to all of our high school and college graduates and to their families. You did it. You folks be safe in your work, and thanks a bunch for everything that you do.